Josh Fox, who produced the Emmy Award-winning film Gasland, has a new film called The Sky is Pink. It specifically addresses the harm he says would be caused by hydraulic fracturing in New York State. WBAI's Linda Perry spoke with the documentary filmmaker at the launch of the Artists Against Fracking Coalition yesterday in Manhattan.
The proposal in front of New York is for upwards of 50 to 100,000 gas wells that would turn 50% of New York State into a gas field. I've been all across the country watching these things develop and seeing the horrible things that happen to people who are around there. In the new film, we're tracking families as they've had to move away from those areas. This is abdication of New York's government. Andrew Cuomo would be handing over his role as governor to the gas industry. And we're trying to say to him, look, there are other ways to develop New York's economy. There are other ways to develop New York's energy. And they are the innovative ways forward. This is New York. You guys have to lead the world. You can create a ripple effect around the world. This is where we have to take a stand and break from the dirty energy of the past, break from the misinformation of the past, and move forward. So The Sky is Pink addresses, it's really one intended audience member, which is Governor Cuomo. And I think I hope he's watched it so far.
Is it a short or is it a film?
This recent piece is a short. It's a follow-up, really against the misinformation campaign that happened with Gasland. Gasland is the feature. You can watch it on Netflix. It's all over the world. It was on HBO. And the industry attacked that film, saying people who can light their water on fire, it's naturally occurring. Somehow, magically, these people can light their water on fire. Just so happens to be in the same areas where they do all the drilling. I'm addressing that misinformation campaign in this film, The Sky is Pink, and going into some of the real scientific details that come from the industry themselves. Like, the industry has documents in their drawers, just like the tobacco industry had, you know, that show that they know perfectly well that their wells are failing, and they're failing at astronomical rates. 6% immediately upon drilling, 50% over 30 years, which means in a single generation, we will contaminate New York's water if we go forward. All those chemicals and the gas will migrate into the aquifers. And that gas, you know, will have the governor who allowed them in name on it. If it's, you know.
And you followed the money.
Sure. I mean, you know, $747 million at the federal level that the gas industry paid for an exemption to our Safe Drinking Water Act. It's the primary protection for America's groundwater, for Americans' drinking water. And the gas industry is exempt. They bought that exemption, $747 million in lobbying, $750 million, and lots of money going into Albany. One count is $3 million. We think it's more. Taking a look at the industry's influence on campaigns and on our government. You can't buy democracy well, let's hope, right? This is a situation where democracy has been subverted and thrown to the side, and that's not the country that we should be living in. We shouldn't be living in $1, one vote. We're in one person, one vote.
The feeling one got from this was that people didn't think this was going to happen, but yet a lot of people think it's going to happen.
Well, I think that we've won this in New York already. The power comes from the people. It always has and always will. The people on the ground won't stand for this. Just 2 days ago in Albany, 3,000 people handed a pledge of resistance written by Sandra Steingraber to the governor. That pledge said, if you go ahead with this, we're putting ourselves between the rigs and the pads. We are going to resist. And that's just the beginning. That was in a week, 3,000 signatures in a week. I expect New Yorkers to stand up to this industry. You know, we're not rolling over for the gas companies to steal our wealth, to pollute our water, and for the profit, for the 1%.
And finally, what is Gasland 2 about?
Gasland 2 actually looks at another layer of contamination due to fracking. The first layer of contamination due to fracking is in the water. The second is in the air. The third is to our public health. But this is a whole other layer of contamination due to fracking, which is the contamination of our government and of our civic institutions and of our media. That is getting fracked harder than the ground is. So when you're talking about injecting toxins into the ground, the gas industry is injecting toxic dollars into our government.
Josh Fox is the producer of the Emmy Award-winning film Gasland and a new film, The Sky is Pink. He was interviewed by WBAI's Linda Perry.